other business, or old business for the evening. And we've reached a point, which time for our public hearings. We appreciate you coming out this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, let me direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings, and everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission's meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that's been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there's a spokesperson, an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come up to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We also ask that you be concise in your statement and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. In these deliberations, Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. During the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. There will also be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this evening we have two public hearings on our agenda. These public hearings are both by the same applicant. And the applicant has asked and the chair has agreed to allow these hearings to be consolidated for presentation purposes. They will, however, be voted on individually as they appear in the agenda. So I'm going to read the headings of both hearings, and then our director will read the summary and the items for both of them into the record, and then we will proceed with the applicant's presentation. So our first public hearing is change of zone number 1790, Carillon Square Apartments LLC, and change of zone number 1791, Carillon Square Apartments LLC.
The change of zone 1790 is an ordinance to amend comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a C1 general commercial district down to an AR1 agriculture residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 8.66 acres, more or less. The property is located 520 feet west of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, and 1,200 feet south of Indian Mission Road, Route 5. There was a 911 address was not available. The tax map ID is District 234, Map 23, Parcel 269.13, and it is a part of that parcel, and 269.15, and it is a part of that parcel. Change of zoning 1791 is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district and a C1 general commercial district to an HR1 high density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 17.19 acres, more or less. This property is located southwest of Indian Mission Road, Route 5, and 500 feet west of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, with a 911 address not available, and a tax map ID of District 234, Map 23, Parcels 260, and a part of 269.18. For the benefit of the record, the applicant did submit their application on October 2nd of 2015. They also provided an exhibit booklet, which is about an inch thick, file bound on January 4th of 2016. And that big booklet contains a presentation outline, a data column, references to existing conditions, a boundary survey, a copy of the rezoning applications, a copy of deeds, legal descriptions, preliminary site plans, a rezoning plan, multiple exhibits, maps, and aerials. Their response to the preliminary land use service and environmental assessment and public facilities evaluation report, and also responses to the subdivision ordinance section 99-9C, which establishes criteria for developments. We did receive one letter of support. I was received from Mike Schwartz, an adjacent landowner, referencing that he believes that these parcels are appropriate for the intended use based on their proximity to the surrounding area and the existing infrastructure to support this use. That as the owner of the adjacent Wawa parcel, which is a part of a planned shopping center, and that he feels that this proposed project will nicely complement the entire site and become an attractive asset to the overall surrounding community of Long Neck. We did receive some other agency comments that weren't a part of the exhibit booklet. On November 5th, we received comments from the Department of Transportation. They make reference to the entire site and the two intended rezonings. The commercial portion of the mixed-use development considered in the TIS is largely built. In addition, the site entrances along Route 24 as well as Route 5 have been constructed as outlined in the traffic impact study review letter. The proposed multifamily age restricted development would replace 125 townhouse and condominiums, which constitute the residential component of the mixed use development. The entrance along Route 5 will serve as the main entrance to the residential development, with secondary access to Delaware Route 24 by way of the internal street system connecting the residential and commercial components. As a proposed residential development, which generates fewer trips than the 125 townhouses, considered as part of the mixed-use development in TIS, they believe that a new traffic impact study is not necessary. In addition to the transportation improvements outlined in the traffic impact study letter, the developer was required to make an equitable contribution toward a DLDOT project at the intersection of Route 24 and Route 5. This project is part of DLDOT's Highway Safety Improvement Program, which is in part recommended adding a second through lane in each direction along Route 24 in the area of the proposed mixed-use development. As contributions toward this DLDOT project, the developer dedicated an additional 25 feet right away along their site frontage on Route 24. We did receive a copy of the Office of State Planning Coordination Plus Report, Preliminary Land Use Service. It was dated August 18th of 2015. It is a 20-some page document. In the exhibit booklet, there is a copy of the response to that document from the developers, and you do have a copy of the booklet that shows those responses. The last agency comment came from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division in reference to change of zone number 1790. of the proposed project is in a proposed or current county-operated maintained sanitary sewer district, the Long Neck planning area. Ordinance 38 construction would be required. The current system connection charge rate is $4,510 per equivalent dwelling unit. Parcel 269.13 has been provided with a connection point on the parcel frontage along Route 24. The project is capable of being annexed into the county-operated sanitary sewer district following completion of the county's administrative procedure for annexation. They did provide a copy of that policy for that purpose. The sewer district is the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. Conformity to the North Coastal Area Planning Study will be required. Parcels areas are in the Long Neck planning area and connection is mandatory. Sewer service is not available at this time. The engineering department has no objection to the proposed rezoning. The county requires design and construction of the collection and transmission system to meet county engineering department requirements and procedures. County engineer must approve the connection point. A sewer concept plan must be submitted for review and approval prior to any sewer construction. And it did also provide a checklist for preparing a sewer concept plan, and a concept plan is required. In relationship to change of zone number 1791, the comments are basically the same. The service charges are the same. Sewer system design has provided sewer capacity on the basis of 4 equivalent dwelling units per acre for agriculture residential zoned lands and 12 equivalent dwelling units per acre for the commercially zoned land. A sewer capacity is available based on the following calculations. Parcel 260, which is AR zone, would allow for 47.68 EDUs. Parcel 269.18, which is C1 general commercial zone, would allow for 63.24 equivalent dwelling units. Total sewer design capacity is 110.9 equivalent dwelling units. The rezoning creates a potential for up to 12 units per acre, which exceeds the engineering department's capacity assumption. Prior to being approved for the project that exceeds 110 equivalent dwelling units, a capacity evaluation shall be performed at the developer's expense to determine whether collection or transmission system improvements are required. Any and all system improvements must be performed at the developer's expense. If an application referring to change of zone 1790 for rezoning of adjacent lands is approved and intervening parcel lines are deleted to create a single parcel, a total of up to 214 equivalent dwelling units would be available for development on the single parcel. Change of zone 1790 is an application to rezone the 8 acres from C1, which allowed for 12 equivalent dwelling units, to AR, which allows for 4 equivalent dwelling units. Thereby, the combination of the parcels as intended would create a 214 equivalent dwelling units capacity. Sussex County requires the design and construction of the collection and transmission system meet county engineering department requirements and procedures. The rest of the comments are the same as what I previously read on 1790. The comments are basically the same. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, then. We thank you, sir. And the chair representing Mr. Byers, representing the applicant.
Good evening, gentlemen. Janelle, Gene Byard on behalf of the applicant. With me tonight are the project engineer, Zach Crouch, and two representatives of Ocean Atlantic, Jax Corrado and Ben Gordy. Thank you for consolidating these two hearings, because our presentation would be virtually incoherent if they were not consolidated. What's intended to happen here is to create one property that is developed with 204 age-restricted apartments. What's being done is to relocate what is presently commercial and convert that to AR1 to create open space and preserve a wooded area as an amenity for the project and move the active development, if you will, east toward Route 5. With that, I'd ask Zach to come forward. He's our technological maven and engineer. Zach, could you point to the site map and give the commission an idea of what's being proposed as AR1 and what's being proposed as HR1?
Yes, for the record, I am Zach Crouch with Davis Bowen and Friedel representing this application. The proposed project is going to consist of, as Mr. Baird stated, is a combination of rezonings based on existing parcels that are zoned today. And what I'm going to do is highlight the different areas.